What is the most important thing in life? The most important thing in life is great sense, not to commit any sin. That is the most important. Because we don't know which action of ours lies our salvation, and we don't know which sin of ours lies the punishment. The greatest quality a person can have in him, he can read Quran, he can read Zikr, he can read Nafil Namaz, he can keep fast, everything. The most greatest thing is to hate sin, not to commit any sin. Now it's obvious that you only have to know the sins, you have to know to keep away from sins. If you do not have the knowledge of the sins, you commit sins. If you do not know, you're not committing the sins, if you're not committing a sin. Tonight's ayat was one ayat, وَبَهُ ضَوَهُ الْإِثْمِ وَبَعْضِنَا. One is internal sins and external sins. May Allah Ta'ala says, keep away from both the sins. Very few people understand this. It's important that the external sins are those sins like telling lies, backbiting, sin of the eyes, sin of the hand, sin of the tongue. These are sins that are committed all the time. Everyone has knowledge of that too. But the most important thing with the sin is the sin of the heart. To keep the heart clean is very, very important. The heart that has all those impurities, Allah Ta'ala does not enter in that heart. Allah is so pure, he says Subhan. Subhan is pure of that being that is pure of all defects. So Allah Ta'ala cannot go into anything that's impure. Impurity. So most important, the heart must be pure as possible. And pure means that we clean with all people. The greatest quality of a mu'min is his heart is clean with everyone. Whether it's an enemy, whether it's no one, whether it's family, ever so, his heart is very clean. There's not any most important thing that in the heart that anyone is number one is pride. Pride is looked down on people. You feel high and mighty of yourself, and any qualities Allah gave you, whether it's knowledge, whether it's piety, whatever He gives you, you feel your mind high and mighty that no one got like that. I'm better than everyone else. But the shaitan had the qualities of pride. That's why he became the fuel of Jahannam. You'll come to realize how much of pride people got today. What's the meaning of pride? It's not you lost your shoes outside the mosque and you can't walk without shoes. They're not called pride. That is feeling shy. They feel shy. A person lost his shoes, he's walking at the mosque, he feels shy to walk. You feel, hey, that's pride. That's not pride. That example I'm giving, Mahajir is giving my own example. He gave an example, Majlis, that I lose my shoes, he took my name, he walk around, he feels shy to walk. So that's not pride. Pride is to look down at someone. The qualities Allah gave you, you forget that who gave you the qualities. You forget who gave you the knowledge, who gave you the qualities. That person forgets all these things, who gave him the quality of piety, kindness, love, all those things, if he forgets that thing, which shaitan forgot. That's why it says. So, the thing is this much, and that person will have pride, they look down at anyone. If he doesn't need that person, they need namaz, they look down at this. That is drunkard, they look down at that person. Every type of person look down at. The reason is because he feels there's no one better than him. But the moment you begin to think that everyone is better than you, and the fear must come in you, the quality Allah gave you can take it away tomorrow, because you did not bring that quality. Allah gave you that quality. Now if Allah Ta'ala gave you that call, you can take it away to him. There must have the fear that we must take it away. Allah must protect us. Once the quality is coming to us, we must thank Allah Ta'ala for the pride. Jealousy. Why have jealousy? These are things that inside our heart, that is polluting our heart. Jealousy to the next person, Allah gave him another place. And you do not get those things. Allah Ta'ala knows who to give, who not to give. Now by you getting jealous, there can't be any difference in that person's life. You'll enjoy everything, but you'll be burning inside. You'll be burning your actions too. You're burning one side, you're burning your actions too. And the most important thing is not happy with Allah's decision. That is most important. You're not happy with Allah, why you gave him that thing? Why you gave him that? Why you gave him health? Why you gave him this? Why you gave him that? So what are you? You're saying Allah Ta'ala is not fit, another you're fit for it. Jealousy comes into it. Greed for comes into it. Greed of the world. Greed. You see, next person is a greedy one. Greed is a very bad thing. You can't, these are things that bad qualities have. Hateful people, all kind of things, jealousy, hate, pride. These qualities must come out of our life, that is called wadaru tu'ahil ifmi abatina. And for that to come out of your life, you have to go to someone who knows about it. An outward condition of yours, you get sick, you go to a doctor. You cannot, the doctor, you can't just say, let me open the books and see what medicine I must take. Which stupid fellow will do that? He makes sure you go to a doctor. And if the doctor says, no, I'm not fit for you, you must go to another specialist, you do all those things for your body. You do all those things you go for. You go to a specialist, that way you go to a bigger specialist. So for the physical ailments, you do all those things, for the spiritual ailment, the sickness that you got in you, nobody is concerned about it at all. Here you find people, you know, they're reading namaz and all 50, 60 years, up to now they've got anger in them. Anger. You can't change them at all. Anger. So you have to go to a spiritual doctor, who that spiritual doctor went to someone, not just a pious person, everyone is pious. Everyone is pious. But doesn't mean that now everyone is pious, you just go and sit by one person and tell him, this is my ailment, he said. He himself cannot put himself right away. You have to go to the specialist who stays in the company of the specialist, who knows the real sickness of what the people have. Then you have to put yourself down to give yourself to him. As you go to the doctor, you say, listen, I'm sick, now you can decide what I will do. You tell him, I'm going to cut you, he says, well, cut me too. You prepare for him cutting you. That way, not worried about how the operation, what can happen, pain and all. You prepare to accept all that because you know he's a doctor. Because you want to get cured. So likewise, when you go to a spiritual doctor, a sheikh, a true sheikh in the sense of true sheikh, who knows about, then he is prescribed to you certain things to do. Now, you are to be sincere to follow the prescription. The reason for why there is no success is because you are not following the prescription. If he tells you not to eat this thing, no matter what happens, you will not eat this thing. If he tells you don't do this, you don't do this. Whatever he prescribes for you. Because you've got a sickness in you that is coming. So pride is something which has to come out of your life. That's why you find in those days, they do not make the people make zikr and all that. They put them into action. Go wash the toilets. Put this right, put that right. So that you know that khabis, what you knew, that khannas, you call it, that pride, that must come out of you. You know. So that's the only way it can come out. That you must get that quality that you are nothing at all. So that pride with them, if someone has to slap you too, you say, give me another slap. If someone has to swear you too. So this is, anger is something, the worst thing. This is what we call, wadaru dhal yusma baatina. Allah says that, try to put your internal rights in, you put it outside. See, as you're outside, you mustn't get lies, you mustn't backbite. Those things that you don't be doing, the inside of you, which you got in you, that malice that you got in you, that sickness you got in you, that you must try to take all those out of you, and that you need a sheikh. And you have to be very sincere to him. No one goes to the sheikh and tell him, I got this sickness, I got that sickness, I got sickness of the eyes. You tell him, I'm reading tahajjud namaz, I'm reading zikr. He doesn't want to know that. That is a prescription. Then he knows you have to do that. What you have to tell him is what the harm is, you got the sickness of the eyes. I'm looking at the wrongs. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. You have to prescribe it. If you're telling, then he prescribes it. So Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, says that this is the thing that you have to put your inside. And for that you have to put Shaykh. Great, great people like Hazrat Munashid Bangoi Rahmatullah and Qasim Manuti Rahmatullah. They are so great, they have so much of knowledge. But that knowledge was not sufficient for the prescription, for the formation. They had to go to someone else. Sahaba Ikram said, go to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then after it was made from that time. So that is one ayah that was said. Then another ayah is this much, Kulu wa shabu wa la tusrifu. Eat but do not waste. Because Allah is not like a person who loves, who wastes. How much of waste we are doing today? If you go to the wedding, you see what's happening. You go to any place you go to. In our own homes we may be wasting. You're supposed to eat that much, but eat. Kulu wa shabu wa la tusrifu. One person asked from Sahai, where in the Quran is written something about health? He said, Kulu wa shabu wa la tusrifu. If you only follow that ayat, you won't get sick at all. So the reason for being that we do not, Kulu wa shabu, we eat, will be extravagant. Inna Allah hibbul musrifin. Many a time you find you're spending money on food not supposed to be. You go to places where they've got function and all this, what are they doing there? What is happening to the food? It's been thrown away. I won't forget when Buzu came to South Africa. He said one of the reasons for the blacks to not have no food is because they wasted food. That's why now they go to look at bins to pick up food. Allah Ta'ala has parted them. They're opening bins to look for food. Why did not appreciate it? We have to appreciate it. You know, one day I had the time of Dr. Lali. That when one rich man, food fell down, one piece of bone meat fell down, he just left it there. But the Thani Rahmatullah picked it up. So Khwaja Sahib saw the thing, he said, Khwaja Sahib, just wash the thing and I'll eat it. Just imagine now he's doing that, he's washing it. Did not tell him anything, did not look down at him. Today we look down at people. He picked it up, he said, wash the thing. The father said, let me wash and I'll eat it. So if you want, you eat it up. The effect of that is that that man who the food fell down, he said that after that, not a time when food fell down, did not pick it up. So the effect of it is this much, that wala tusrifu. What Allah has said, do not extract and don't waste in no life and food. Yeah, if you don't, it is Islamically. If you don't eat food, a certain food, no problem, do not look down at it. Certain food, you come in front of you, you cannot eat it, right? No problem, but do not look down at it. I don't want to eat, I don't want to run it, run the food down. Many of people do that, you know, the food are not nice. Now the statement made by anyone, you go to eat manjarad or anyone's food, the food was not nice. Now you just pass the statement, not nice, but do you know what's the meaning of that? If you come to know about your heart is feeling so. So we do not know the thing that how much concern we have to be when you carry on. How much you have to protect yourself, protect your tongue, protect your eyes, protect everything, you protect your heart. So this heart has to be clean all the time. And the most important thing is to keep your heart clean, everyone. You have an enemy too, but your heart will be clean. And that is the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you look into his life, whole history, you find come to realize people who harm him most, that were taking his life away too. But his heart was clean. His heart was, the harm they did to him, we cannot come. We go through a little bit of difficulty from someone, we take our, the whole roof come down. But there he was so harm, his life was about to go to. But with all that, his heart was clean. He forgave everyone. When he entered Makkah al-Mukarramah, victory of Fatah Makkah, when he's walking in, everyone thinking what's going to happen to us, what you going to do because the harm they don't. And here Nabi Kandar coming the camel, and usually the king when he come into victory something, he walk on that, this is the camel. Yeah, he said, you Allah Ta'ala, Ida Jaan Masturullah. So much humility, wallah you care. And he told everyone, if those people go to certain person's house, he will forgive them. So what was the thing? We have been taught the same thing. We must learn to forgive and forget. So our heart will be clean, we will not have malice in us, we will not have jealousy in us, we will not have pride in us, we will not have anger in us. We won't get angry for sake of Allah, we will get angry for our own purposes. You never get angry with your wife if you do not read namaz, but you'll get angry why she give you food. You understand? So I'm not saying we don't get angry with her, because we are not straight ourselves. If we are straight, we'll say something. So just to tell you that the ayah that we decided tonight, Wadaru Goyu Ithma Bakina, that try to put your outside life and the inside will be clean too. Outside will be that no telling lies, no backbiting, all those things, slander and the rest of it. The inside must be the same thing too, that you must not have any kind of bad elements. What you must have in love, you must have kindness in you, generosity must be in you, all those qualities must have in you. Then that kind of heart, Allah Ta'ala enters in. So may dua to Allah Ta'ala, what you have said. Allah Ta'ala amalkan tawfiq nasallahu ala muhammad. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shirkika wa husni ibadatika. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri kullina. Wa ajilna min khizri dunya wa adabil akhirah. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad. Wa rahmatullahi.